Good morning. My guests this morning are Star Hergen, rather, Elijah Pinkham, Johnny Schoen, and Micaiah. Good morning, all of you. Enormous crowd.
Good morning.
You are all here because of Annalee High School.
Yes.
And because of a production of Fiddler on the Roof, of all things, at Annalee High School. Yes. Two weekends, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and the 14th, 15th, and 16th of April. Star, you're the director. It's almost redundant to say, why did you choose this show?
Right.
Why wouldn't you choose this show?
Exactly. Not only it being a golden age musical that is beloved by everyone, but because of what's going on in the world, it brings attention to that again, you know, the troubles in Syria.
Right.
And then it's just ongoing.
Yeah.
Right. Pushing people out of their homelands.
And not giving them any other homeland.
No other homelands. And then also our struggle with traditions and which ones to keep and which ones not to keep. And yeah, that's very universal truths that we as cultures struggle with.
Here are you three students at Annalee High School, and you were doing a play here that had already had many years of production before you were even born. So tell me a little bit about what you feel about this show.
Well, I feel what's so important about this show today is that it's still relevant, and I feel like it'll always be relevant because if you look back at the history of the show regarding pogroms and the Jewish eviction, I think an underlying conflict that's portrayed throughout Fiddler on the Roof as a whole is whether tradition is a constraint or is it the backbone of culture, and when has it gone too far and when is it appropriate? And you see that in the protagonist of the show, Tevye, and how he's struggling to be a pious, dedicated religious man,
right,
but also fulfill his daughter's wishes.
It's the conflict, and he's weighing the two sides. Be a pious man, be true to his religion, be true to his God, his people, or be a good man in another sense and be true to his daughters.
Good father.
Good father, yeah.
Right. And then the ongoing issues with prejudice and racism, which of course is very prevalent in this play. And you know it's enjoying a revival on Broadway.
Right, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
How many of you, have you guys ever seen productions of this or seen the movie?
I think we've all seen the movie.
Uh-huh. We've all seen the movie. Yeah, we actually got together as a cast, and I'll watch the movie together if we hadn't already seen it prior. But so actually, a lot of us have seen it a few times. And it's such a fun show, and I think it really speaks to everyone. You know, you don't have to be Jewish or you don't have to be a father of, you know, three teenage girls. It's fun for kids. It's fun for adults, you know, they can relate to that, trying to meet their children's wishes, but also trying to be true to the rules in society and how it's such a delicate balance. And so I think it really is relatable for everybody who wants to come and see the show.
Talk about
the benefit performance.
Yes.
Yes. Well, for every show that that I produce, we do a benefit performance for a contribution to a local nonprofit.
Uh-huh.
So this one, we decided, since this play takes place in the Ukraine, we thought this is perfect to benefit Sebastopol World Friends Ukraine.
Great. Thanks very much, all of you, for coming in. And let's tell people once again that Annalee's production of Fiddler on the Roof is two weekends, April 8th, 9th, and 10th, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. For tickets, brown paper tickets is the best way to do it, either online or at 1-800-838-3006. I'm Roland Giacopetti for Sonoma Spotlight. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Thank you, Roland.
Thanks, Roland.
Thank you.